Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, The Moment of Lift: How Empowering Women Changes the World. This book talks about the difficulties and development restrictions women around the world are facing right now, but also is the stories of people working to improve conditions and remove the restrictions. This book is written by Melinda French Gates. The first thing her name usually brings to mind is her former husband, Bill Gates, who founded Microsoft. However, there's more to her than him. French Gates is also a respected philanthropist who constantly works to empower women. She is devoted to changing the living environment of women around the globe for the better. French Gates held a position at Microsoft for many years, but after a time gave up her job to better devote herself to philanthropy and founded the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the largest private charitable foundation in the world. Before they even had the idea to launch the foundation, French Gates took a trip to Africa with her then-husband. During the trip, she saw a pregnant woman with a baby on her back and carrying a large bundle of wood on her head, walking barefoot on the road. Meanwhile, men smoked cigarettes and strolled around the street, comfortable in shoes. French Gates did her own research and realized what she saw was quite common in Africa. This experience pushed her to start paying attention to the inequality for women from poor areas. It also gave her a direction for the foundation to work towards when she created it 7 years later. The foundation's first goal was to save children's lives by vaccinating them from various diseases, completely free of charge. While working at the vaccine clinics, French Gates met many mothers who were overwhelmed from the unpaid labor of childcare, often exacerbated by the stress of having no contraception to control when or how many children they could have based on their resources. Linking their experiences to French Gates' own experience of having children, this observation further propelled her to focus on women's contraception. During her visits to other regions, French Gates discovered many other difficulties in women's lives, such as maternal and child health, the right to education, circumcision, child marriage, and women's career development. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, alongside many other organizations and individuals, are working to make a difference. French Gates put together what she had experienced to create this book, The Moment of Lift. We will elaborate the content of this book for you in the following three parts. Part 1, Working to Improve Marriage and Childbirth Conditions for Women. Part 2, Breaking Through the Environmental Constraints Upon Women's Personal Growth. Part 3, Solving Women's Career Obstacles. Part 1, Working to Improve Marriage and Childbirth Conditions for Women. Of the many issues in the fight for women's rights and equality, one of the most important is contraception, specifically, a woman's right and ability to decide to bear children. Contraception may seem insignificant for many who have easy and affordable access to contraceptive methods, but for women in poverty, the lack of contraception can lead to having more children than they can afford. Therefore, to help improve living conditions, family planning was the logical first step for French Gates. French Gates visited a charity called Sure Start, which trains healthcare workers to assist women who give birth at home, assure their health, and encourage them to go to specialist clinics for labor. During the visit, French Gates met a young mother who was very fond of the project, which gave her confidence in the program. But when French Gates asked if she planned to have more children, the mother's expression fell. After a long silence, she told French Gates that she didn't want another child. The young mother didn't even know how she would raise the one that had just been born. She asked French Gates if she was willing to adopt her son. This personal and meaningful incident helped French Gates realize the importance of family planning for women even more. Not long after this, French Gates paid a visit to a health center in Republic of Malawi. There, she saw women lining up for contraceptive injections and spoke to them, learning from their needs. Soon after, French Gates co-sponsored an international summit on family planning, gathering influential leaders, activists, and experts to discuss this topic. She told the conference about visiting a slum in Korogocho, Nairobi, where she listened to women talk about birth control. One young mother told French Gates that moms want the best for their children, and birth control allows them to care more for each child when the living conditions don't, which reflected French Gates' own experience as a mother. French Gates also brought in Jane Otai, who grew up in Korogocho as one of seven children, and experienced firsthand the significance of family planning. She told the audience that without family planning, she would have been married and had a family at an early age, and would have been too busy raising a family to share her speech on stage. The summit was a great success. French Gates raised billions of dollars, shoring up efforts from developed and developing countries alike. The meeting promoted making contraceptives more available and accessible in the 69 poorest countries in the world. French Gates is not alone in her fight. Other organizations and individuals are also working to promote birth control programs and protect women's self-determined reproductive rights. For example, in 2012, Pia Cayetano, a female senator in the Philippines, pushed the Supreme Court of the Philippines to pass a reproductive health bill allowing and unifying the legal distribution of contraceptives across the country. Before the law was enacted, women in the Philippines faced various religious, social, financial, and legal obstacles in their path to obtain contraceptives that differed across the country. That year, 15 Filipino women died every single day from childbirth complications. Since the bill has passed, the number has drastically reduced. In addition to promoting contraception, French Gates also used her foundation to save the lives of children under the age of 5, therefore saving the lives of mothers in poverty who often die in childbirth. One of the ways she did that was to fund Dr. Vishwajit Kumar's program, Saksham, in the Indian village of Shivgar. The program trains skilled healthcare workers in caring for newborn babies. Shivgar is in Uttar Pradesh, an extremely poor area with such a high infant mortality rate that it accounts for 10% of all newborn deaths worldwide. In 2010, 7 years after she first started funding the program, French Gates first visited Shivgar to see for herself the impact of Dr. Kumar's work, and was warmly welcomed. Just after a large gathering, a 6-year-old boy came with his family to greet French Gates. This little boy was one of the rescued babies from the Saksham project. When he was born, his mother passed out from exhaustion. By the time the community-trained health worker Ruchi arrived, the boy was cold, and his family was too frightened to know what to do. Ruchi wrapped the baby in a blanket and held it against her body to transfer heat. After a while, the child regained normal body temperature and cried out with vigor. The entire village learned the story and became aware of the importance of midwives, maternal and child health, and many women wanted to learn about the customs that were new to their culture, but that could save lives without being expensive or new technology. Besides fertility and health issues, women also face inequalities in marriages, such as unpaid labor while keeping a household. Many married women put in daily hard work but never earn the respect or attention that they deserve. French Gates had heard the story of Kampa, a 22-year-old mother who lived with her husband, parents-in-law, and 3 children in a village in India. One day, the head of the foundation's India office went to Kampa's home with health workers to treat her 2-year-old daughter Ronnie, who they had heard was suffering from severe and potentially life-threatening malnutrition. To treat it only required 2 weeks of treatment at a specific health center, which was 2 hours away, to restore her health. But Kampa's father-in-law would not allow her to take Ronnie in for treatment because there would be no one in the family to cook if Kampa left, since she would have to stay with Ronnie the whole time. The health workers repeatedly stressed to the father-in-law that his granddaughter would die if she did not receive treatment, yet he refused to allow them to go. Eventually, the health workers took Ronnie to the treatment center without her mother. Many women face similar situations to Kampa's. They have no autonomy in their marriages and never receive any credit or compensation for doing work in and for the home. French Gates writes that women around the world spend, on average, twice the amount of time than men on unpaid labor. If women were able to do less unpaid work in marriage, they would be able to participate in more paid work and gain economic income as well as social status. On a visit to the Republic of Malawi, French Gates sat quietly at a meeting with many men and women in a circle, hosted by a local group with the aim of revealing marital inequality. A leader from that group drew a clock on paper and asked the attendees to talk through their daily schedules. The result was that the women had a busier schedule than the men, but the men were never aware. They didn't realize their wives did so much in each day. This activity helped many men understand what their partners were going through every day and encouraged the men to share responsibilities. A man named Gary Barker established a group called Men Care, which calls on men to help with more things at home. Men Care provides statistics that show that men who share housework with their wives are happier, have better family relationships, and have happier children. A lot of times people don't realize that inequality exists, and things can only be changed when someone stands up and shows that it is happening. This has been the first part of the Moment of Lift. We learned about the difficulties women encounter in marriage, mainly in three aspects: reproductive autonomy, maternal and child health, and unpaid labor. The solution to these problems that French Gates is pursuing is to provide women with medical facilities and resources, and to consciously support women and give them the courage to speak up and overcome social stigma. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.